15 Minutes in the Sun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. 15 Minutes in the Sun. I enjoy reading and listening to Dr. Oz as he talks about health and says beautiful things about health. And he recommends 15 minutes in the sun to get adequate vitamin D that's necessary for our bodies. He says, before eating lunch, go outside for a brisk walk. We lose muscle mass as we age, which leaves us weak and our bones vulnerable. Vigorous physical activity can prevent frailty. And 15 minutes in the sun is typically all you need to make your own vitamin D. In one study, scientists found that those with the highest vitamin D levels had the longest telomeres, small bits of DNA on the end of the cells that get shorter each time a cell divides, giving these people about 5 extra years worth of cell division from their experience in the sun. If you can't get outside, to take about 1,000 international units of vitamin D3 daily. Now, that's his recommendation. And every doctor seems to have different recommendations. And that's okay, because when it gets down to it, you have to come up with your own recommendation. We live in Southern California, and Southern California is a very wonderful place to get sufficient sun to live a healthy, vital, dynamic life. And living a healthy, vital, dynamic life is a great thing. Now, you say, okay, what about the Hawaiians? What about the Polynesians? What about people living at the equator? Do they live longer because they get more vitamin D in their systems? Do people in Africa on the equator live longer, get more vitamin D? Well, I don't know that a study's been done on that, but I would imagine they have this aspect. They not only live longer, they live stronger. They live a more healthy life because they are in harmony with their bodies and in harmony with the world in which they live. Now, Dr. Oz says 15 minutes in the sun. Now, when does that mean? He didn't say what time of day. Now, if you're out before 9 a.m. in the morning, the sun isn't really doing you a great deal of good. And if you're out after 4 in the afternoon, it again is not doing you a great deal of good. I walk from my hermitage to the monastery every day, 6 times, back and forth. And as I go, it takes me about 5 minutes to walk up there. And I go climbing quite a steep hill there, a mini mountain, and I go up and over, and then I go down to the monastery from the upper level, because there's a hill in my way. I have to go over it. I haven't yet dug a hole through it like a nice cavern would be. That'd be fun too, wouldn't it? But I get this walk in every day, and he recommends taking a brisk walk and a brisk activity just before breakfast and just before your meals, because as you do that, your body gets in condition to take on the food and enjoy the food and benefit from the food. And really, it's something quite valuable for all of us to consider. Now, all of us have the opportunity to get out in the sun a little bit. But 15 minutes a day, for many people who live in northern climates, that's not always so easy. But for people in the southern climates, that's quite easy. In any event, there's a few little things that you can do. Your body is designed to be out in the sun. Your body is designed to soak up the sun. Your body is designed to enjoy it. And if we don't do it, if we don't go out and do it, then we don't get that benefit. And the benefit is there. It's just that we don't get it because we have aligned ourselves in the idea of living in environments where the sun is not always just too much of a blessing for us. Now, what can we do about it? Well, we can enjoy life. We can enjoy life, and we can say to ourselves the things that are very, very important to say to ourselves. And the things that are very important to say to ourselves are just the simple things like a positive attitude. I like me. A good attitude. All is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like my body. I like my world. I like all that I have. I'm so happy and so fantastic. And you know, saying these things is really a lot more important than we give it credit for. Because saying these things, we're putting a cause in motion. And that cause in motion is bringing about in our body, in our affairs, whatever it is that our mental attitude is. Because truly, our mental attitude is extremely important for maintaining our lives, to maintaining our bodies, to maintaining the world we live in. And if we are very careful, and if we are very sincere in taking care of our bodies, if we're very sincere in doing the things that are good for us, we do well. Now, many people feel they have high blood pressure. And perhaps they do have high blood pressure. But Dr. Oz recommends doing just a little bit of yoga each morning before you take your blood pressure. And he says that with a good night's sleep, you have a 7-minute yoga-inspired exercise routine. That's what he has. By the time you're 50, your heart has beaten about 2 billion times, and that's a lot of wear and tear. And he suggests that yoga can repair some of the damage by helping to lower your heart rate. It also relaxes blood vessels and reduces stress, which is especially important as we begin our day. And that's what we want to really do, to start our day out with a little bit of exercise before we look at our blood pressure. Because our blood pressure, as most people say, now sit down and relax and get yourself calm. Why? You want to know what your blood is cruising through your veins with. And so when you get active and you get going, and then you come in, sure, you sit down while you do it, and then you take your blood pressure, and then as you do that, you find, wow, your blood pressure is wonderful. Your blood pressure is perfect. Because if you are not exercising, if you're not getting it flowing through there, sometimes it gets a little sluggish. And you think that you have a little high blood pressure when really you just haven't gotten the pump going. So many things in life are like that. We don't get the pump going. We don't get ourselves in phase with things like we should. And we can. We can get ourselves in phase with a lot of wonderful things. And when we do that, we'll find that life is beautiful. And everything we do is beautiful. And everything that we are is beautiful. Now, there are many of you who are going to disagree with me. Many of you who are going to say that this attitude that I've been talking about, being in the sun, the vitamin D, and all that sort of thing, is not really true. Well, you have a lot of company there. Because for however many doctors there are on the face of the earth, that's how many different opinions you'll have on what you should do, on how you should act, on how you should take care of yourself. And this isn't to say that they're wrong or they're right. It's just that you are the doctor when it comes to knowing what is right for you. And when you feel a little sluggish, it means it's time to rev up your body, rev up your engine, and get yourself stoked up for a beautiful, wonderful world and a wonderful day. And it's a good idea to get sufficient sleep. Many people recommend getting 8, 9, 10 hours of sleep a night. And I say, well, as you wish, but a good 7, 8 hours is more than sufficient if you sleep well and you go to bed rested and you take care of yourself by saying, I am peace. I know whenever I lay down to take a nap or to go to bed at night, I say, I am peace. I am peace. And within moments, I've drifted off into a relaxing, peaceful night's rest. And that's what it's all about. Our bodies will give us, if we will give the body an opportunity to be a blessing to itself. Removing tension from our mind removes tension from our body. Removing anxiety from our life removes a feeling of futility that we have about our body. Our body is only as good as we bless it. And so today I start blessing my body again and again and again. And I say, I live in a wonderful world. And really, so it is. Have a great day. And you follow your own inner path. But remember, your own inner path is movement, movement, movement. I love you. I love you. I love you.